This is the Aviact Merli of 30th of August 2026, original date 13th of April 2011. Use your volcanic fire of the power of yoga to have the cremation ceremony of sanskars. Reveal the Father with your behavior, face, vision, attitude, and thoughts. Today, the love of the children enabled them to bring the ocean of love to them. But Dada is pleased that you children have love for the Father in your hearts, and on the basis of constantly having this love, you will definitely become equal to the Father. In any case, Bab Dada has placed you children ahead in the subject of love. Today you children have tied him with the string of your love and especially called the ocean of love to Madhaban. Let such love constantly remain emerged. The love of you children's hearts constantly continues to reach the Father, the Comforter of hearts, but it is definitely number-wise. The Father desires that the sign of this love should be that the Comforter of hearts remains constantly in each one's heart, that no child should be alone. You should all be combined. Check whether you remain constantly combined or whether you sometimes become alone. When you are alone, Maya takes her chance, and this is why Bab Dada says, let the Comforter of hearts be constantly settled in your heart. This is called true and constant love. Do you sometimes become alone? Or do you remain constantly combined? What is the promise that each child has made? You residents of Madhaban especially have the intoxication that you are together, that you will return home together, and that you will come to rule the kingdom together. Similarly, those very, very sweet instrument children who are sitting here have promised the Father with their hearts. For the majority, it is also in a practical form, that you will constantly stay in the combined form. However, it is number-wise. Bab Dada wants every Maharati instrument child to grant a vision of the Father with their faces, and that visions of the Father's face filled with light and of his lovely and unique behavior should continue to be granted with their faces and behavior. You saw Father Brahma. Till the end, how many times in every Merli did Father Brahma say Baba, Baba, according to Srimat? Just count that. In every Merli he says Baba, Baba so many times, and with his face, image, words, and especially his eyes and forehead, he revealed the Father. All of you children have experienced this. What do you experience when you look at Father Brahma? Bab Dada. No one just says the word Father, but from each one's lips the word Bab Dada emerges, and they are experienced together. Follow the Father in the same way. Anyone who looks at you should automatically remember the Father through your face, words, behavior, and vision. The Father saw just now that the majority of you have the thought to reveal the Father through your face, words, and deeds. So, follow the Father. Father Brahma constantly revealed the Father through his behavior, face, vision, attitude, and thoughts. All of you experienced that. It was not Father Brahma alone who was looking at you. Bab Dada was looking at you. the reason? Father Brahma constantly merged the Father in his eyes and on his forehead. Your eyes, mouth and behaviour should reveal Bapdada as merged in you. The one who is teaching you should be experienced in your every word. Whatever he is saying, whatever she is saying, the one teaching and filling them with power is the Almighty Authority Father. It is God. These are the children of God. These are the students of God. They are not the followers of God who follow God, but those who create multi-millions at every step. Now, even the time is ready to cooperate with you. Circumstances are changing, and these circumstances are reminding everyone of God, even against their conscious wish. So, one is the time, and the other is the speciality of both groups of instruments. This group that has come for this meeting is a ready-made group. Bapdada has seen that the majority of you children who have come have zeal and enthusiasm in your hearts. We are definitely going to reveal the Father. With your face, with the character of your face, with words, with the connection and relationship to any soul. Nowadays, by your serving souls with the benevolent feelings of your minds, souls are coming into connection with you and want to come into connection with you. It has been seen that in the task that Bapdada has given you of serving with your minds, when you practice serving with your minds whilst being yogyuked, you definitely enable these vibrations to reach someone or other. They feel that rays of light and waves of happiness and peace are coming to them from somewhere, but it is not clear to them where they are coming from. These rays and waves are coming, but it is not clear to them that they are coming to them of Bapdada's children from Bharat. Otherwise they would all come running here. Now project even more powerful rays on those souls so that it becomes clear to them. They are reaching them. It has just begun. Some rays have begun to reach some of them a little. Now make this even more powerful. The thing that creates an obstacle in this, that becomes a reason for not reaching them clearly, is that, although you have yoga, that you sit for Amrit Vela, volcanic yoga is lacking. Because of this, the devotees and souls to whom you send these rays do not receive them that clearly. Secondly, because of your not having or lack the power of the volcanic fire of yoga, the sanskars that create an obstacle in between cannot be finished. You make effort for the sanskars to be transformed, and these sanskars do die, but they do not get burnt. Just as Ravan is not only killed, but after he has been killed he is burnt, because even after he is killed, his body still remains. In the same way you sit for remembrance at Amrit Vela, but the yoga of the form of fire, the volcanic form of fire, is lacking. You celebrate a meeting, you have a heart-to-heart conversation, and you also talk about the things in your life. You have a constant fire of yoga. You definitely do kill the sanskars, and those sanskars do die, but they arise again every now and then. When they are burnt, their name and form finish. Now, even in your heart-to-heart conversations, all of you children say that you do not have as much as you want to have. Bapdada is giving a signal today. because special Mahavir children have come to the meeting today, and there are the Madhuban residents. What is there in Madhuban? Madhuban means Baba. What does everyone remember when they say Madhuban? Baba of Madhuban. So those from Madhuban have to pay this special attention. When you say Madhuban, do you remember Baba of Madhuban? With which vision does everyone look at those who live in Madhuban? Those from Madhuban, raise your hands. There are many. Whether at the bottom, Shantivan, or at the top, Pandavbhavan, Gyan Sarovar, etc., the maximum number in today's gathering is of the residents of Madhuban. Bapdada is pleased that the residents of Madhuban will definitely show the wonder that Baba and Baba alone is visible from the face and character of every resident of Madhuban. The father should be visible in the situation because a lot of power, bal, and fruit, phal, is received by serving the yagya in Madhuban. Those who wish to take it can take it. You definitely do receive it. You need to pay greater constant attention to looking at your sanskars and in harmonizing your sanskars. Bapdada has special love for every child of Madhuban. Why? Because you have surrendered yourselves to serving the yagya that the father himself created. Firstly, the residents of Madhuban are receiving the fruit of the efforts they have made, and secondly, serving the Brahmin souls or new souls that come to Madhuban is service of the yagya. It is not ordinary service. You receive extra charity for serving the yagya. If any resident of Madhuban is moving along accurately, as per the Srimat received from Bapdada, from Amritvela till night time, then he definitely receives extra charity from that. Whether those from Madhuban know this or not, or even if they remain careless, nevertheless they definitely do receive the charity of their service. It is not an ordinary thing to become a resident of Madhuban. No matter what type of work someone is doing, even if he is getting the cleaning done, even such ordinary work allows you to create a lot of charity because it is the yagya that has been created by the father. It is from this yagya, from this Madhuban, that everyone receives God's love. And this is why the Father does not go anywhere except here. Madhuban has recorded the Father's part of coming, of meeting you, and of enabling others to meet him. Each of you residents of Madhuban has to know your account of charity, recognize it, and become an embodiment of that great attainment. No matter what happens, it is your duty to enable that thing to reach the seniors, because to make it reach them means to remove it from your heart. Then your responsibility is over. If you think that nothing is happening about it, you will then not accumulate sin in this. It will be the sin of those who are responsible. You simply have to remain carefree. Your duty is to tell them about it, however, to think about what happened and what didn't happen, why this did not happen, why that did not happen. You don't need to worry about it, or you would have even more wasteful thoughts. You just fulfill your responsibility and enable it to reach them. It has to reach them, and you have to make it reach them, according to the custom and system. After all, you are Brahmins who are the residents of Madhuban. you are elevated, you know your status, and carry out such a task that when others see the tasks you carry out, they also learn. Everyone has a lot of faith in the residents of Madhuban. So, show the fruit of their faith to those who have that faith. Among the children of Madhuban, Bhaktada knows that there are some children who make effort on themselves with the code of conduct. They have love for the father and cooperate with him. Bhaktada desires. What is Bhaktada's desire for the residents of Madhuban? Every child of the father who is a resident of Madhuban should be loving and cooperative to the Yajna and give everyone the father's introduction with their behaviour. We residents of Madhuban have such great fortune. Reveal your fortune because you are the residents of the Yajna. What did God create first of all? He created the Yajna, and the land of the Yajna is Madhuban. You know the praise of Madhuban, do you not? Those who know the praise of Madhuban, raise your hands. Bhaktada is looking here, seeing on the TV. Acha, very good. Bhaktada is pleased to see that the children have become instruments. You do pay attention, but you have to pay attention and make them content and let the rays of contentment reach the world. Those who have become instruments have to carry out this task too. The reason for this is that those who are instruments have their own hands. You will have to make a little effort in enabling them to transform their sanskars. You enable them to do service, and for the majority of them, the centre provides their accommodation and food. However, now fill them with such power that they take power from the father and create such an atmosphere in your service place that anyone who comes is first attracted by the atmosphere. This is because nowadays everyone wants there to be some function which enables them to experience something as soon as they come, so that they have an experience just by seeing it. They experience listening and they experience yoga, but they should also experience the atmosphere. The souls who have become instruments have to pay attention to this. This is your special service. If you yourself remain yogyukt and maintain a good stage in the atmosphere, that automatically creates an impact on the service place. There is the influence of Bhaktada and the senior instruments in the atmosphere and in the vibrations. The atmosphere around Bhaktada changes. So every child has to create an atmosphere, because only when you change the atmosphere of your centres will the atmosphere of the world change. It will happen from your service places. You are making effort, you have this aim, but you now have to make this aim even more powerful. Nowadays, people can understand from your face and your vibrations. Their intellects are influenced by devilish intellects, but they are also influenced by this knowledge. This is why whoever has come here for the meeting, each one of you is responsible. Otherwise, why did you put your name forward for the meeting? You have courage, and this is why your name was included. Therefore, now reveal your duty. You do wish to do that. Bhaktada knows that you are making effort to do that, but now increase your effort a little more. Do you understand? Now Bhaktada wants to see everyone's result, whether those from Madhuban or those who have come for the meeting Baba wants to see results from both. The special effort made by Jagadamba was, the father said something and Jagadamba did it. Your Didi's words were, we now have to return home, we have to return home. The thought of your daddy was, we now have to become Karmateet. She used to conduct classes on becoming Karmateet, and she gave enthusiasm for becoming Karmateet. Your Pandavas who have been and gone also had the thought, all of us Pandavas are said to be victorious. The aim that the Pandavas had and still have is that the memorial is of the victorious Pandavas. What do you remember when you speak of the Pandavas? Victory. Even though there was an unlimited army on the other side, when you remember the word Pandavas, you remember victory. There were 5 Pandavas, but they were victorious. No matter what the atmosphere was like, there was the atmosphere of the unlimited army. But the Pandavas became victorious with the Srimat of the father of the Pandavas, and victory was glorified. Now those same Pandavas have become victorious and are enabling others to have victory. Bapdada is pleased on seeing the Pandavas. In what respect is he pleased? That you are the companions of the Shaktis. You are companions in giving your cooperation to the Shaktis and making them move forward. Just as the father gave the Shaktis the mantra of being Shiv Shaktis and made them combined, in the same way the Pandavas, as per their speciality, are good in giving cooperation to the Shaktis and keeping them in front. They are constantly becoming the best of all and are moving forward. Acha. Seeing your love today, Bapdada is garlanding all of you with the garland of love. Now all of you also simply have to garland one another with the garland of love and cooperation. Not a garland of arms, but garland one another with the garland of cooperation from your hearts. Bapdada has told you earlier too that there should be notes of cooperation in the pockets of each of you children. Your pockets should be filled with notes of cooperation, not notes of mistakes. Whenever you see that cooperation is needed somewhere, just give a note of cooperation. Do you have it in your pocket? Do you have notes of cooperation? Are they full? Your pockets are full. They are not empty, are they? You just give a note of cooperation and they will garland you with a garland of blessings. The special souls of your advance party and the father, who is a resident of the subtle region, are waiting. Does their thought reach you? They are asking for a date. Your senior daddies and dadas are waiting for a date. Will you give them a date? Will you? Those in the front row speak. Will you give a date? Or will you say, wait and see? What is each one of you going to do for this? Each of you has to cremate your remaining sanskars, and that time will then come close. This is the only way to bring the time close. It is the remaining sanskars that are creating obstacles. Days still remain, many days remaining before the beginning of the next season. Every day, cremate one sanskar or another. Continue to cremate them one by one. There are that many days remaining. Who feels that when Bapdada comes next season, you will raise your hands for having cremated your sanskars. Those who feel this, raise your hands. That they have been cremated? You are raising your hands. Bhaktada is giving you many, many, many congratulations in advance. Acha. Blessing. May you be an intense effort maker and finish all the different forms of laziness and constantly have enthusiasm. At present, Maya attacks you with various forms of laziness. Laziness is a particular vice, and in order to finish it, you have to remain constantly enthusiastic. When you have the enthusiasm to earn an income, your laziness finishes, and so you must never allow your enthusiasm to decrease. I will think about it. I will do it. I will definitely do it. It will happen. All are signs of laziness. Finish all of those weak thoughts that are filled with laziness and think, whatever I have to do and however much I have to do that now. You will then be said to be an intense effort maker. Slogan. A truly serviceable soul is one whose thinking and doing are equal. Aviat signal. Finish the seed of impurity and become completely clean, pure. Let the flame of purity be constantly elevated and ignited. Do not have the slightest upheaval, but remain unshakable. The more unshakable your flame of purity is, the more easily everyone will be able to recognize the Father, and there will be victory for purity. Constantly keep the personality of purity emerged in your awareness. Your awareness is the basis of your power, and where there is power, Maya cannot come. It is impossible for Maya to come to a powerful soul. Om Shanti.